Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 27th day of Tishrei, Tov Shein Pei Hei. Masech to Baba Metzia, Perek Tishii, Mishnah Dalad. Hamakabel Soda Mechavera, if a person takes charge of a field from his friend, under a Chakirus relation transaction, which means that he pays the owner of the field a fixed amount of grain, regardless of how much the land produces. Veloi Rotzel Anakesh. And the person taking charge, the choker, says, no, he has no interest in doing weeding. He doesn't want to do the weeding. And in fact, he tells the owner of the field, Mach baslach, what do you care that I don't do the weeding? You're not going to lose out. I have to pay you a fixed amount of grain that we agreed upon, X amount, such and such amount of kurim per year. So what do you care if I do weeding or not? Says the Mishnah, Ein Shomilo, we do not accept such a claim. But we tell him, you took charge of someone's field, you jolly well have to do the weeding. Why? Because the owner of the field can say to the one who's taking charge of it, Lamochar, after tomorrow or sometime later, Ata Yoitzim Imano, you'll be leaving this field and handing it back to me. It's going to have weeds and horrible grass all over the place and destroying my crops. And the Gemara adds that even if the choker says to the owner, at the end, I'll plow it, so you won't have a problem with the weeds. We still don't listen and don't accept his suggestion. Why? Because these seeds are going to fall down from these bad weeds or bad grasses onto the ground, and they're going to eventually grow and have more weeds coming. And therefore we say that the choker is obligated to weed it each year and take good care of it. This Mishnah is talking about a case of chakirus, a fixed amount, because and even though it's a fixed amount, the choker can't say what he tried to say, I don't want to weed it. It doesn't talk about a case, Mishnah does not talk about a case of arisus, where the person took charge of the field under a sharecropping arrangement, where he gives the owner a percentage of the yield, because that's obvious that he cannot say to the owner of the field, oh, what do you care? Because since the owner of the field is receiving a portion that depends on the yield or the crops, so of course he's interested in the weeding to take place, because that will directly affect what type of quality of the grains will grow in that field. Mishnah Hay. Hamakabel Soda Mechavera, one who takes charge of a field from his friend under an arisus relationship, a case where the owner and the oris share a certain percentage of the field, of the yield. Veloy Ososo. And the land did not produce. It seems to be producing only a fraction of what it should. And the oris, the sharecropper, therefore feels he doesn't want to, invest his time and energy into it. It's just not worth it. Says the Mishnah, Im yesh bo kedei lahamid kri. If there would be enough, a minimum amount of grain of the yield, that you could make a pile of the grain of it. You can make a pile of grain out of it. The Gemara explains how big does that pile have to be. It says the pile has to be big enough that if you put the winnowing shovel in it, then it would not fall. You could stand in it, in the center of this pile of grain. If that's how big the pile can be obtained, if you get at least that amount, which the Gemara says is a shear of two saw, then chayav latapalva. Then he's obligated, the oris, the sharecropper, is obligated to take care of the field and to get that minimum amount of the yield. And this is because it says, this is part of the contract that the oris writes for the, or signs for the balas odor, for the owner of the field, and that is, I will get up and plow, I will sow and I will harvest, I will thresh and I will winnow and put the kri and put the pile in front of you and then take, and you will take it half or quarter, whatever it may be. And I will take the rest for my work that I put into it. So, therefore, we learn that if the field will produce at least a kri, which we said before was a pile of grain large enough for the winnowing shovel to stand in it without falling over, then he has to do it. He has to take care of it. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "My kitzvah bikri. How can you use a kri, a pile, as a standard measurement for any field, whether it's small, whether it's big? Obviously, there's a lot more work going into taking care of a larger field than a smaller field. So we can't use that as a measure for all fields. It's not one size fits all. Elok bat," says Rabbi Yehuda, "im yesh bo kedei nefila. If there will be enough grain produced that it'll equal or match the amount of seeds that are put into it, then he's chayv to take care of it. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanakama, and according to the opinion of Rish Lakish, that if there's enough, if the land will produce enough to put up a kri, to put up a bundle of grain, which will be too sa'a, over and above the expenses involved, that's net, that's the net profit, then the oris and the shekrop is chayv to take care of it. This whole case, this whole Mishnah that we just mentioned, is talking about a case of an oris, a sharecropping arrangement. If it's talking about a chakirus, if we're talking about a fixed rental where the choker, the person, the lessee, has to pay a fixed amount to the owner, to the lessor, then even if the choker does not take care of the field, he still has to give the owner of the field the chakirus. So it's not going to, it's totally irrelevant as to how much the land will produce. He will just always have to give to the owner the fixed amount that they've agreed upon per year.